Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Amanda Elam is here. She's back. Become a great member of our brain trust over the last few years. She's co-founder and president, CEO of Galaxy Diagnostics, an early-stage medical diagnostic company. She's an outstanding entrepreneur. She's a research fellow with the International Diana Research Institute, part of the Babson College. You know who those folks are. I've been telling you about them for many, many years, and she's here with some news. Amanda Elam, welcome back.
Hi. Nice to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, Amanda, let's talk about first about how women fared, women business owners fared in 2020. You got some research there to talk about how, you know, of course, we all know that it was a weird year, 2020. Some people did fine, others people didn't, but whatever happened to them, you know, whatever they had to do to survive, you know, it wasn't their fault. This wasn't something because of bad management. It was because we were attacked by first a disease and then by policies that caused us to shut down. So what happened to women during this period?
So I think that across the board, women business leaders were impacted in very similar ways to men, with some exceptions, right? Women are more likely to run smaller businesses on average, and they're also more likely to run businesses in the industry sectors that have been impacted the most. And then the third factor is
because there's a lot of face-to-face. Yes. Women businesses are heavy on the face-to-face side, right?
Services. It's restaurants, personal services.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then the third factor is that they tend to take the lead at home, and with schools and care facilities shutting down, you know, women are more impacted on average than men. Although men are doing more at home, women have really taken the burden.
Well, if you're, I mean, you know, I've said many times before that that the hardest job in the world, the second hardest job in the world is being a business owner. The hardest job in the world is being a single mother. And
absolutely.
And a lot of those single mothers are business owners. They tried to raise their family out of poverty or out of whatever circumstances they were in by starting a business. And as you said, it was probably a little micro business, maybe even on the side, and this really made it hard, extra hard for those folks. And so go ahead with your report.
Well, I'll give you the big numbers, right? You know, according to Yelp, an estimated, you know, over 150,000 businesses closed by August.
Right.
And how many more since the end of the year? And we know that according to the National Women's Law Center, that 100% of the job losses in December were women.
What?
156,000 jobs. So, and this is one of the big issues that we're wrestling with.
100% were women?
Of the job losses in December, according to the National Women's Law Center, were women losing jobs. And of course, again, it's the industry shutting down where there's jobs are, right?
Right.
What we're focusing on right now at Babson that I think really is really important is we're looking at the second wave. So the first wave impacts, we ran surveys through to measure the impact
the waves.
On
Can
women
you give
founders.
Us a definition about the waves? It sounds intuitive,
right.
But it might not be.
Right, so it's the spread of disease, and the response of government to that tends to be, you know, limiting economic activity.
Right.
So in the first wave, right, so we're looking at March, April, when the first shutdowns happened, which businesses were impacted, how were they impacted? We were looking at that question.
Right.
And again, we found that women-owned businesses tend to be impacted in similar ways from men, but with heavier impacts because of the industries they're in. When we're approaching the second wave right now, and you probably know this, Jim, but small businesses, a lot of them have hung on. If they haven't closed already,
right,
they've hung on, and they're out of working capital, they're stretched. This is why that second stimulus package was pushed through, because mm-hmm. the question now is, if we're looking at more shutdowns, which we are, how are businesses, the ones that have just hung on, going to survive it in the first quarter of this year?
Can I, so let me stick one thing in here.
We're looking at that question.
A lot of those businesses that survived, some of them thrived. I mean, there's some businesses that did fine during the year.
Yeah.
But a lot of them that survived, they survived by eating into their own personal wealth. They liquidated and they did things believing that there was going to be another day to fight. And a lot of those people, unfortunately, are going to, if they close, it's not going to just be that they lost their business. It's going to be that they lost their own personal estate. That's what breaks my heart.
That's absolutely true. So they're surviving and thriving. Our data estimated that 10 to 15% of businesses pivoted and found a way to thrive through this, or they benefited from new demands and products they already offered, or managed to pivot to offer those new products. But everybody else was surviving. And a lot of those businesses have closed. The ones that have survived have absolutely done it by digging deep into their own pockets. They were certainly helped by the first stimulus, the PPP, the SBA emergency disaster loans. We have another round of PPP coming that will help these businesses stretch. But we're going to lose a lot of, you know, good businesses just because of the pandemic impacts and the focus on shutdowns. For women, we're also going to lose a lot of businesses because of the schools closing down and those care facilities closing down. They're just giving up now. It's just been too long.
Yeah, I think you're right. Are we going to learn anything about the? Don't we know that shutdowns, the lockdowns, haven't really helped all that much? That they're not. There's a lot of questions about whether they're all that effective, and at least that the damage that the shutdown itself does could be worse than the alternative. Are we learning that? Don't we know that? And can't we do something about that?
Well, I'm going to agree that the data on the mitigation strategies adopted were very limited. I think the shutdowns certainly helped certain individuals, but it doesn't seem to have had the data that I've seen so far suggests that it hasn't had a big impact on spread. And it's a tough question, right? Because what was the nature of the limits on economic activity?
Right.
And I don't think we've really seen the data or the analysis.
Look at all the shutdowns we've had, and yet this disease continues to spread, even with the shutdowns. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back with Mandy Elam. Her company is Galaxy Diagnostics. She's part of the Diana Research Institute at Babson College.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.